smiling softly through the sun. In a broken stone age dawn, you fly so high. I get a strange magic. Oh, what a strange magic. Oh, it's a strange.
Forgive my lack of confidence and total love. the doggy dog society has deemed us all as beasts. And smiling Glansman doctors slyly lead us down the track to a stab in the back. I'm much too terrified to go out at night, but the television's boring. They're vandalising all the cars on the street, but I won't lay down and take defeat. Ba 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 ba. That's why I remain yours truly, confused, intent.
See just what you want of me, but it's no good, boy. I'm setting you free, 'cause I need you so much more. With each day that passes by, you don't seem to care. It's making me cry. So I'm packing up my bags, gonna make my getaway. Get my I'm gonna leave you. I'm gonna leave you, baby. This lonely feeling deep in my mind, 'cause I can't turn back if I leave you behind. But I gotta do it now. Yes, I gotta turn away. Hold me one more time. Don't ask me to stay. It's so hard to say goodbye, but it's you I'm thinking of. It would never work out. I know you're not in love with me, oh baby. 'Cause
I love you.
I'm gonna leave.
Talk about throwing a spanner in the works.
My goodness, what a great song and performance. It's Atlantic Tunnel. I'm your host, Edward Rogers. It's WFMU Rock and Soul Radio. That obviously was Dusty Springfield. I'm Gonna Leave You, written by Dusty Springfield, the B-side of Going Back. And before that, Jules Holland and his rhythm and blues orchestra with his special guest, Ray Davies. Yeah, You're Sincerely Confused, North 10. Just found that. I thought, let's just, again, throw it in the mix. And also included was Jeff Lynne and Richard Tandy. Their duo performance of Strange Magic, which I thought was pretty magical to begin with. And we opened the set with the BBC Sessions, Alan Price and Georgie Fame doing their version of There's Always Something There to Remind Me. I still prefer Sandy Shore, but what can I tell you? Now, like I told you, we're throwing cards up in the air like crazy. And I see that Cherry Red Records has got thousands and thousands of songs by Joe Meek. And I just thought I would dip my toes in four tracks. And when I was dipping my toes in there, I found a couple of Honeycomb records that I'd forgotten about how good they were. So just throw four at you. See what you think. Here at Atlantic Tunnel.
That's the way. There's nothing in it. That's the way. We should begin it. Take my hand. I'll lead you on so gently. That's the way. And in your eyes I see that. That's the way we'll fall in love.
Tell me
that you really love me.
I love you.
Tell me you really need me. So I am sure.
To the dance, all with no one. so debonair. Given someone sweet and fair, I could go far. Though my motive is quite frank, I ain't had reason yet to thank my lucky stars. Try my best to be like all the others. Until somebody my virtue discovers. Yeah. Oh, I won't someone please take a long look at me. I give value for love given to me.
forget your kiss. Oh, the thrill
when I felt you holding me. I got you on my wall. I got you ten foot tall. I got you on a color slide. And baby, it's a shame I didn't even take your name. And now what good's my color slide?
Often copied, but never better. Amazing. All recorded in his apartment. For all of you studio geeks out there, we've still a lot of lessons to learn. That last track is kind of a weird one, Color Slide, which was released only in the United States and Japan. It was released in England as the B-side of the track we opened with That's the Way. That's the Way by the Honeycombs. You're still with me. Came out in 1964, got to number 12. It was the follow-up to Have I the Right? And all of the Honeycombs singles were written by their managers, Howard and Blakely, who would later go on to write all of the Dave D. Dozy, Beaky, Mick, and Titch, and Heard singles. So, yeah, a little bit of comfort and joy in knowing your manager is also writing your songs and making all the money, right? In between there, we heard from the beat Papa Beats, theme from The Traitors, and we also heard Bobby Rio and the Revelels, excusez-moi, and a track called Value for Love, written by Cook and Greenway, 1965, did nothing but amazing body of work, and hopefully more of this unreleased material is going to be coming shortly from Cherry Red. We wish you the best. Now, it's our new selections of the week, and I'm really happy about the first one. It's written by a mate of mine who I've toured with, Vinnie Peculiar, who has a new album just came out called How I Learned to Love the Freaks. And yes, by the title of this track, which I guess is I don't know if it's the single, but it's the first track that I heard that I thought, ah, that should be the single. This is called Peace and Love, exclusively for you listeners out there in the United States. Here we go.
She said we have the power to overcome. A love of power, then we'll be done. As children dance in the sun, peace and love. She said this is your chance, you need to make. And the future of the planet. Then she sat outside Pete's Cafe, wrote a poem all about it. Peace and love, peace and love. She said, let's go off traveling, let's get away. We can see the world together. Now what'd you say? And I said, well, I'll think about it. She left me at the rally, and she took herself back home. Then
she said she still felt angry and she needed to be alone. And I never saw her again. That's the way it goes sometimes. Right out of the blue, nothing between the lines. Peace and love. Awake to dream when dreams are never big enough. To change the way you feel, best turn the music off. Peace and love, peace and love, peace and love. The hippies left the party. The punks were way too angry. 'Cause there's a lot to do. We can change the world.
Just as an afterthought, I said to myself, stop. She took a long look at me and wrote my name on her hand. Little rainfall, intense sunshine. In your shiny jumpsuit, something's cooking up. The whole generation is fading fast. Was it love that I loved, or my younger self she heard? Expect the downfall and watch the sunrise. Little rainfall, intense sunshine. Bells are ringing no more, heads and pumpkins are rolling on the floor. Impossible dreams are the last hopes I've got. Going through the motions. Did you see a Virgin Mary in the coconut tree? You shall leave. Spaces and silence make room for love. Kiss the wind, close your eyes. Someone else will toss the dice. Little rainfall, intense sunshine.
Atlantic Tunnel. I'm your host, Edward Rogers. It's WFMU Rock and Soul Radio, and those were the new selections for this week, and a varied selection, I think. All right, so let me tell you what you heard. The last track, My Own War, is by a gentleman by the name of Joel Stroker, and he apparently is the lead singer in the band called The Rifles, who are a pretty hard rock kind of Paul Weller type of vibe, you know? But he's come up with his own album now, and he's moving a little bit away from it. Oh, so he claims. Though I gotta admit, those drums and have a real good presence in there, you know? So he's trying to do a milder approach to music. So any of you fans who might be remember The Rifles, now there is a solo album by this gentleman. We'll see what happens. And before that, a friend of mine who runs Strange Brew said, "This is what kids are listening to in England." And I said, "Oh, all right, let me hear it." And I thought, let me play it for you, see what English tastes. And you're probably already killing me with comments about how you hate this song. But Legends of the Seven Golden Vampires. Okay, that's the name of the band. Cosmic Discotheque is the name of the song. And I understand that it's a two-man project from one of the former members of EMF. So if any of you remember that band, so we'll see. I kind of liked it. I liked the drums, man. They kind of remind me of those Gary Glitter drums that used to come out. Remember them? Before that, Poppin' Court was really pretty album from their album We Were Bound to Meet, and their song called Little Rainfall. Really, you know, just doing mellow sunshine songs. I mean, nothing wrong with that. It sounds great. And we open with Peace and Love by Vinnie Peculiar, which upon first listen reminded me of Julian Cope's vocal styles a little bit. which is ironic because I've never thought that before. He's a great singer-songwriter. You should check him out. And, you know, let's get a little, I don't know if it's R&B, but let's just throw some bizarre songs at you and see what you think and if you like them. Here at WFMU, Rock and Soul Radio.
What power does he hold that makes your heart beat fast? faster. You know this craze could be a national disaster. You know that I'd do almost anything for you. But if you want me to look like that guy, Ladybug, you and I are through.
Ladybug, stay away from that man.
How could your heart be so feeble?
Ladybug, keep away from his heart.
Don't be carried away by his charms. Can't you see that it's you I love?
Stay away from that Beetlebug.
Right back to you. Coming home.
Atlantic Tunnel. We're getting towards the end of the show, so I thought I'd move you around a little bit and play a couple of kind of soul funky type of songs and see what you thought. That, my friends, was Dexie and the Midnight Runners, and from their new album Feminine Divine, Coming Home. That is a really good song. And before that, just to kind of throw like a little bit of, you know, magic in the set, a lady by the name of Barbara Howard, who had a great version from 1968 of Light My Fire, which was on a real obscure album. If you have it, it's worth a couple of $100 at this point, called On the Rise. We also found, remember we chatted about a couple of months ago about R. Dean Taylor, and I found another track by him. And it's really a great track. The Ladybug, Stay Away From That Beetle. And Canadian writer, singer, songwriter, record producer for Motown. Yeah, and you might know his song, There's a Ghost in My House. That's what he also wrote. And we opened with The Bamboos and their album called Nighttime People, which is one of my favorite records, a couple of years ago. They've been going since 2000, and I know nothing about them. All I can tell you is that they're from Melbourne, and this is their 8th album, and really good stuff. But that's what finding new music's all about. And today has just been about throwing things up in the air and seeing how they all sit. And I hope you've enjoyed it. And we're still going to play some more music. We got a new track for those proggy people who like. Well, let's just see what we got here. We've got something that I think you guys might like. And maybe you won't. Are we into Steve Wilson? Stephen Wilson, excuse me, let me get his name right. Well, this is called Economies of Scale. Brand new for you here at Atlantic Tunnel.
Lost in fog. dance with silver moon steps on the love couch of the sand. I will sing and play a fairy reel upon the swanee lute, a tale of silver sandals of an elf who loved to fish, for the twinkles in the evening waves with an oaken dish. As you skip and spin and reel, can you loose thy velvet band and send thy mane a-tossing to the kissing of the moon? Bid me enter, thine eyes will open love to the allness of the smallness and the starry sky above.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music! That's our middle name!
Man. stop, stop it now.
Just